And welcome once again to the ESU Buzz with Emporia State President Allison Garrett. President Garrett, hello.
Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck.
How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Well, welcome to another edition of the Buzz, and we've got more great news coming from Emporia State that will benefit students at Emporia State University. But before we get into the meat of today's topic, I'm sure, President Garrett, you're excited about the big weekend. You've got some graduates that will be honored here this weekend.
We do. We have a little over 500 undergrad and graduate students who will be graduating. Sadly, I will not be here this weekend to shake their hand because our daughter surprised us with an early graduation from her school also this weekend.
Well, congratulations on that. That's exciting.
There you go.
It is exciting.
Good stuff. Well, we've got a full house once again this morning. We'd like to say good morning to Christy Bolin, who is the Director of TRIO Programs at Emporia State. Christy, hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
And we have Dr. Shanna Eggers, who's the director of the TRIO McNair Scholars that we'll be touching on here very shortly. Dr. Eggers, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Dr. Gary Wyatt, who is with us again, associate provost and director of the Honors College at Emporia State. Dr. Wyatt, good day.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Great to have you here, as always. Well, President Garrett, it looks like more grant money that will be put to positive use coming in the direction of ESU.
That's exactly right. You know, we have terrific faculty and staff who are very active in seeking out funding for special programs, and we were delighted to learn that we had been awarded funding for the establishment of a McNair Scholars Program here at Emporia State, and we're excited to talk about that this morning.
All right. Well, let's bring Dr. Eggers in, who's the director of the McNair Scholar. Exactly what will the McNair Scholars program entail, Dr. Eggers?
So we will take 25 undergraduate students who have an interest in pursuing doctoral studies themselves and help prepare them for graduate programs. We'll match them with faculty mentors, offer them research opportunities, and opportunities to visit graduate programs, engage in some rigorous coursework, and attend conferences in their respective disciplines to see what professional academics in their respective disciplines do and study.
The exciting thing about these students is that they are from populations that are traditionally underrepresented in faculty in colleges and universities across the United States.
Christy, let me bring you in, and maybe you can talk a little bit about, expand on President Garrett's comments there about really TRIO's mission and just how this McNair Scholars Project really fits into what TRIO is already doing.
TRIO programs came out of the Higher Education Act, and the purpose of the programs were to help support students into getting into college and then helping them stay in college. And the McNair Scholars Program was established in 1986-87, and a lot of individuals don't realize it came. Ronald McNair was on the Challenger shuttle, and so it was named after him.
Well, this is a $1.16 million McNair Scholarship Program, and this is part of $2.5 million in new TRIO grants aimed at student success. We had Christy and Shanna on a number of months ago talking about the Upward Bound program. That received $1.3 million, and that was for work with 60 eligible students from Emporia Northern Heights High School, and now joined by the McNair Scholars Program, $1.16 million. And Dr. Wyatt, obviously this means good things for ESU, doesn't it?
Sure does, and we're very excited about the opportunity of the Honors College, which I'm involved with, and the McNair Scholars Program joining forces to provide experiences to students they wouldn't ordinarily be able to get. And so we're looking at coursework, we're looking at a lot of one-on-one mentoring. And I think the more I do this, the more I realize the world revolves around relationships. And so we help students be successful when we bring them here and help them form important and powerful relationships with faculty and with other students. And one of the things we're really going to do.
Right. Dr. Wyatt, Dr. Eggers mentioned the word rigor when it comes to scholarship activities and projects. Why is rigor such an important deal here for college students, specifically those?
I think that we live in a world where excellence is sometimes in short supply. And to prepare the kind of students we want to really go out and make a change in the world, they need to be students whose academic potential is really being met. And that doesn't happen. You don't make a good athlete by not having high standards, and it's the same with scholars. You need to really push them just like you would an athlete and give them opportunities to go beyond what they would ordinarily do.
Dr. Eggers, this TRIO McNair Scholarship will help 25 eligible first-generation students gain, you said, the research skills and experience they need to move into doctoral programs. What is the time frame, and will it be a difficult thing to find 25 eligible first-generation students?
We certainly have the population at Emporia State to support 25 or more students who would be interested in the program. And we've got students applying right now. We're excited to get services started in January. Any student who has 45 credit hours or more, so like the middle of their sophomore year, is eligible to apply, and we will serve them until they graduate. We'll offer services every semester for them, depending on where they are in their coursework, services tailored specifically to where they are in their coursework from the time they enter the program through their undergraduate completion.
Christy, obviously the projects are what I think a lot of people are going to maybe focus on as the word gets out about this, but how important is the support piece, the counseling, assistance to get admission, securing financial aid? How important is that part of the piece here for these students as they get into it?
Well, when you're talking about first-generation college students and you think about preparing for college and knowing all the ins and outs of how to fill out a FAFSA, how to complete an application, what you're looking for in a college, trying to make that match when they're pre-college students. And then once the student gets here, gets on campus, you know, we use a lot of terminology on campus that we kind of just assume people know what they're talking about. And so first-generation students, when they get on campus, don't always know what maybe a credit hour means or a FAFSA. You know, what does that really stand for? And so being able to have those services for students and help them better understand, it helps eliminate some of those barriers once they get onto campus. And so they're not having to navigate as much.
Shannon, we talked about 25 first-generation students, and you said the population is there and the application process has started. Do you get the 25 right away, or does this stretch out? How long does this go? And is this grant basically for 25 students?
No, so the grant will span a period of 5 years. So
okay.
We'll serve 25 students each year, but as students graduate, we will accept new students each year. So we'll have services specific to sophomores and juniors and seniors. Seniors is all about getting ready for that graduate program. Juniors is about research and understanding the research that faculty members do, if this is what they aspire to do, but also that there are private sector jobs and government jobs and other opportunities outside of faculty where students engage in research. So each of the scholars will undertake an intensive summer research internship project where they are doing their own research studies that will be presented and or published at a later date.
Dr. Wyatt, is this essentially a one-time five-year grant, or is there a possibility that the university maybe could enjoy a renewal when this is all said and done?
We're definitely hoping for renewal. That's the plan. And we believe that if we do a good job with the quality of the folks we have here, I'm very confident that'll happen.
Well, Christy, what did the grant application process entail?
We usually start about a year in advance, and we look at, you know, we have to look at the need of the area and the need on campus for these types of programs. And as long as we can demonstrate that there's need on campus, then we move forward with developing a plan of operation, how we're going to be able to provide the services to the students, how we're going to identify those students. And then we go on and we look at the personnel that we can have employed in the programs, and then how we're going to evaluate the programs. So you know, we have a very, you know, it's a very rigorous competition, really, is what it is.
Yeah, the application process, obviously, there's a lot of work, a lot of hours that that go into that. Are these grants with the TRIO program, Christy, as far as you know, kind of unique to Emporia State as far as colleges here, say, in the state of Kansas?
Emporia State is, I kind of call it the four-year smaller regional institutions. Emporia State's the only college that has TRIO programs. K-State, KU, and WSU all have TRIO programs, but of the four smaller institutions, we are the only institution.
And Ron, one of the things that's been really exciting for us is that because of the hard work of Shannon and Christy and their team, we got two new grants, the Upward Bound and McNair funded, at a time when many institutions were actually losing their grants, and it just really speaks to the caliber of grant submission prepared by the folks here at Emporia State.
Indeed. Dr. Wyatt, what's been the reaction of students in the Honors College, and specifically with TRIO, as the word's gotten out about this?
We have a handful of students who are very interested, and so applications from them, I think, started to come in already, and we're really looking forward to the opportunity of having McNair Scholars students be part of the Honors College. You know, our worry is if I can not get in trouble saying this, if we're not careful, if we just follow the course of let nature take its course, then often what honors programs have are students from upper middle class backgrounds, and that's great, but we want all students to be successful, and so that's one of the real important goals of honors and of the McNair Scholars Program is to help make that possible.
All right, so that's $2.5 million in new TRIO grants aimed at student success at Emporia State University, changing lives for the common good.
As always.
Obviously. Well, President Garrett, you have to be excited.
I am. We just have terrific faculty and staff here at Emporia State and great students, and we're really excited about being able to provide this additional support to a very important group of our students here at Emporia State.
All right. Well, we thank you all so much for your time this morning. Dr. Wyatt, always a pleasure.
Good to be with you.
Shanna, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Christy, good to talk to you.
Thanks.
President,
thank you very much.
Yeah, President Garrett, to you and everyone at Emporia State, happy holidays.
Oh, happy holidays to you all as well.